Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture fueled by Kubota. We're profiling cherry produce and Cherry Picker Country Market. Jennifer, what would you say are some of the differences between you growing up in Brantford and then raising your family out on the farm?
I would say that there's more positive things to raising your kids in the country on the farm than there is in the city. My kids have a very, very, very good life on the farm. They have freedom as little young kids. They had options to explore. They learned respect. They lived next door to their grandparents. So they had a very good sense of family. So we're very, very close. I'm very close even with my in-laws because I'm always there. And it brought on to the children. And the children are still very, very close. And it is still a family-run farm. And it's moving into the third generation farming. And I feel like it's because the kids did grow up there and they saw their father work, their uncle work, their aunt work.
I know that Cherry Picker Country Market is located right there on the family farm, and that's sort of your domain when it comes to running it. Can you tell me a little bit what that's like and how that got started?
Before I married my husband, who's Steve, who's a farm, like one of the owners of the farm with his brother John and his sister Miriam, I was a school teacher. My husband said that teaching and farming don't go together because the teachers have the summers off and the farmers do not. So he said, if you quit your job, I will make it worthwhile. And he certainly did. It's hard work. And when the kids were little, I wanted to be home with them. So we just started this little stand on the side of the road with tomatoes that we grew, and we would just leave them there. The four kids would all put tomatoes by the side of the road, and we did that for about 3 or 4 years. And then as they got older, we moved it back to the driveway by the house, and the kids all worked it. They all helped. They all worked. They all picked stuff. They all brought it in there. And still to this day, the people that do still come in remember the kids as little kids working there. So I started it a long time ago, and I would say in the last 10 years, it has taken off, and it's because I've devoted more time to it. My time before was devoted to my kids and my husband. Absolutely, like a farmer's wife, you're never sleeping. You're always, you know, always doing something, and that's mine. I'm the glue that kind of keeps everything together, whether I'm working at the market or I'm doing things for everybody else on the farm.
And your focus is local?
Yeah, Cherry Picker only has local produce. It's all from people like farmers from Brant or Norfolk County.
Jennifer, you mentioned things were growing in the last few years at the stand. Have you noticed a change in people's buying habits and what they want from their produce?
Yes. So I also have to mention, we like the produce in my market, 90% of it, we grow ourselves on our farm. They ask you questions. Where is this from? Where is it growing? What do you use to grow it with? And they want answers. And I can answer them because I know where I got it from. I know I went to pick it up. I know that it came from my farm. And they like to be educated on what they're eating. So, and they will pay for something as long as they know where it's coming from or you educate them on it.
It sounds like you really know your customers and you've grown a little community out there around the stand. Any stories that kind of stick out to you?
Well, we have this one gentleman that comes in, and he comes in almost every day. He's from not too far away, and he's gone through a lot of things in his life. But he will sit and he will talk to us, and it's sometimes an hour or 2 hours, but he comes in every day. And he asks, like, where is she or where is Jen? But we spend time with him, and we know that he needs somebody to talk to. And even when we're going through things, he will ask us how we're doing or, you know, like, how do I say, even older people that have passed away, they'll say, oh, my mother used to come in here, so now I'm buying cucumbers to bring on her tradition to make the cucumbers. So it's all community. My market is 100% community.